We're in Siman Samach Vav in Hilchos Kriyashma. We're up to Sif Beis. We'll be doing Sifim Beis and Gimel. Im shachach lohaniach tzitzis utfilin. Someone forgot to put on his talis and tefillin. Similarly, someone didn't forget. He just didn't have his talis and tefillin. Yochol lahafsig bein haprokim lahanicham v'yivarech aleim. The Mechaber Shita is that bein haprokim, between the brachas and between the prakim of Kriyashma, it is mutter for him to put on his talis and tefillin and make brachas on them. Hagod, the Ramah disagrees. V'yashomrim shalol levarach aleim ad achra tefillah. There's an opinion that you don't make a bracha on them till after Shmoneh Esrei. V'hochi nohu glinyin talis. That is our minag with regard to a talis, whereas with regard to tefillin, the Ramah is going along with the Mechaber. And that is because tzitzis is not a choves haguf, it is a choves habeged. So long as you don't have a four-cornered garment, you're not being mevatel the mitzvah of tzitzis. Whereas tefillin is a choves gavra, the person himself has to put on tefillin, and someone who says shema without tefillin is ki'ilu meyed edu sheker. He is testifying to the mitzvah of wearing tefillin, and yet he's not wearing them. Consequently, Krishma itself needs tefillin, so you can make a bracha on them, whereas Krishma does not require a talis, and as a result of it, you should not make the bracha according to the Ramah then. Now, the Prima Gadim holds that even be'emtza haperek, even in the middle of the perek, one could put on the talis even without a bracha, but not the first perek, not Shman Vahafta. There one should not stop to put on a talis. We're talking about even without a bracha. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings down an Evan Ozer, which is a bit puzzling. The Evan Ozer says that if someone is in the middle of Shema and he realizes he's not wearing a talis, and he's embarrassed because everyone else in Shul is wearing one, not he. So the halach is he's allowed to put on his talis and even make a bracha. It's a bit puzzling. Why does the fact that he's embarrassed require that he make a bracha? If we hold that he should put on his talis at that point but not make the bracha on it, then why not do the same when he has embarrassment? But the Mishnah Berurah does bring it down. That Evan Ozer, by the way, is referring to Bein HaProkim. Means Be'emtza HaPerek. As far as Be'emtza HaPerek is concerned, so that the Prima Gadim says he can put on a talis, but he shouldn't make a bracha at all. And according to the Evan Ozer, if he's embarrassed, then he can make a bracha Bein HaProkim. Siv Gimel. Lekadish v'lekdusha ulevarchu mafsik afilu Be'emtza HaPosuk. The halacha is that to answer Kaddish referring to Amen Yehishmei Rabbah, and the Amen after Damir and Bialma, Kedusha, that's Kadosh, 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 as well as Baruch Kvod, and not more than that, and Baruch Hu is the entire Baruch Hashem Avaruch L'Olam Voed, Mavtzik Afilu Be'emtza HaPasik, if you're in the middle of Kriyashma, in the middle of the Pasik, and you hear it, you're supposed to be Mavtzik. V'chein l'modim, and the same going for modim, avol, but the Mechaber says, lo yomer eletevis modim belvad. The Mechaber says you should only say the word modim and not any more than that. The Mishnah Berurah adds that you should say anachnu lach as well. You should say the entire modim anachnu lach and stop there. Hagos says the Ramah v'chein baruchu, lo yomer yizbarach v'yishtabach. The Ramah had mentioned that when the Shliach Tzibur is saying baruchu, the kol should say yizbarach v'yishtabach, which Lamaisa is not said anywhere. The Mishnah Berurah said you shouldn't say it while the Shatz is saying Baruch Hu. But for those who say it, one could not be mafsik in the middle of Birkas Kriyashma or Kriyashma to say that. V'yesh omrim, da omen shonim achar birkas akela, kadosh v'achar shomea tfila, yesh lo din kedusha. The shita of the Ramah is that the Amen after Akela Kodesh, which is the conclusion of the first part of Shmoneh Esrei, the first three brachas, as well as the Amen after Shomea Tefillah, which is the end of the middle of Shmoneh Esrei, has the same halach as Kedusha v'yochalanos osam b'kriyashma. You can answer them even b'emtza posuk v'chein ikr. And that is the halacha. V'lechol hani mili poskim mikoshken ba'omer tachanunim. And all of these things you say in the middle of Kriyashma and Birkas Kriyashma, and Kolshken if you're in Tachanunim. So the Mishnah Berurah says these Tachanunim are referring to the Tachanunim at the end of Shemoneh Esrei. We are not referring to other Tachanunim. For example, Tachnun, there it's obvious that you answer. In fact, you answer any Amen at that point. Now the Mishnah Berurah says that the Amen of Birkas HaTorah, you're hearing Baruch Hu as Hashem Amvorach, you answer Baruch Hashem Amvorach Lelam Va'ed, not only of the Baruch Hu at the beginning of Birkas Krishma, but also the Baruch Hu at the beginning of Birkas HaTorah, when someone gets an Aliyah. Not only that, but there's an opinion that the Amen after that bracha is also something that you're supposed to answer. It has the same halacha. The Mishnah Berurah's hachra is not to answer Be'emtza Perek, but you should answer it Be'na Prakim. What's interesting is that later he's going to end up saying that Be'na Prakim, you could really say Amen to any bracha. Someone hears thunder and lightning. The Mishnah Berurah wanted to be matur, making the brachas on thunder and lightning, even Be'emtza Perek. However, his maskani is only Be'na Prakim and not Be'emtza Perek. Now, the Bir Halacha says that in any bracha ktsora, that is a bracha that just begins with Baruch and ends without a second Baruch, in such a bracha, you're not allowed to be mafsik at any point to say Amen. In a bracha aruka, you could answer Amen, but not after you said the second Baruch Atah Hashem. That would already be considered a hefsik.